This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. 2 years ago, tens of thousands of homes in southeast Louisiana were flooded by historic rainfall. Recovery continues, but fewer homeowners than anticipated are applying for financial assistance from the state. Here to discuss what's been done and what's left to do is Pat Forbes, Executive Director of the Louisiana Office of Community Development, responsible for overseeing the recovery efforts. 2 years out from the flood, what would you say is the recovery program's greatest strength? And where is one place where improvement can be made?
The strengths are that we've gotten the homeowner program up and running and money out to people faster than any other program has ever done this. We have gotten money to small businesses. We've gotten affordable rental apartments rebuilt. Those are all good things. They don't mean anything to somebody who's not back in their house yet or who can't find an apartment. We know that we have a lot of work in front of us. We'd like everything we do to go faster. Obviously, the federal constraints that are in place relative to the funds that we use for the recovery make that a little bit more difficult. Certainly, having done this so many times, we know how to do it better than most people, but that doesn't mean that it's fast enough. Ideally, we'd have some sort of system, national system in place that let us be able to start helping people immediately on their long-term recovery.
Last month, the Restore Louisiana Task Force agreed to increase the reimbursement amount to some flooded homeowners who were able to repair their home before receiving a grant from the state. That reimbursement grew from 50% to 100%. How do you see that impacting homeowners?
We've heard from so many folks that they had to drain their savings account, their retirement accounts, to go fix their house. They were the pioneers to get their neighborhoods started back. And so it means a lot to them to be able to replenish those accounts. Now, this isn't necessarily going to make all those folks whole, but it gets a lot closer to a full recovery for them.
Initially, there was a concern that the state was $1 billion short of meeting the estimated recovery needs of homeowners. Now, reimbursement awards are being increased, and that's without the state having received any additional money in order to be able to do that. Was there a disconnect between the amount of money the state thought would be needed to recover versus what the state received?
I'd say that the two biggest factors in this are estimated cost of repairs. Our grant amounts are running now at about $33,000 per household. The HUD initial estimates were a little higher than that. Ours were a little higher than that. But we've also had a lot of people who, despite tremendous outreach efforts that we've done, have not signed up for the program. And I'm sure there are lots and lots of reasons for that.
34,000 applications have been processed. And out of that, 13,300 homeowners have been offered the grant. So that's about 40%.
Mm-hmm.
The homeowner program has received some criticism for not getting grant money to homeowners quickly enough. Do you think that that's a fair criticism?
For anybody who's not in their house, it's not quick enough. And so we'll never be able to be quick enough because people will be displaced when disasters happen. We have done it more quickly than anybody has ever done this. Until we figure out nationally a better way to deliver disaster recovery from a catastrophe like this, that will always be a valid complaint that it was too slow.
Pat Forbes, Executive Director of Louisiana's Office of Community Development. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Wallace. Pleasure to be here.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.